talking about spiritual warfare. We are talking about the armor of God. And we have so much available to us that we truly, it's not just a slogan when we say, every prisoner held captive be set free. That's just not the nice words to some song. That is reality when you claim the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. Now, and I would encourage you to start really using the armor of God, which we have learned the breastplate of righteousness is because of our righteousness, is because of Jesus Christ. And we have learned that the belt of truth is because of Jesus Christ. He is our truth. He is our righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Tonight we're going to talk about the gospel of peace. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. This is where we are taking our study from. Ephesians chapter 6. Did I add what one? That's the basis for every week, Ephesians chapter 6. Okay? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. If you have it, say amen. Okay. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His power.
Which one you start with?
Verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. The day of evil is here. If we have our armor on, after we've done everything we can do, we just stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Okay. The gospel of peace. Our shoes are the gospel of peace. That means that everywhere we go, now listen, absolutely everywhere you go, you are a container of peace. And in this evil world, and in any situation you find yourself in, so long as you yourself are there, which you will be, you can have peace in that situation. You see, he tells us that the gospel of peace are the shoes. In other words, wherever we go, peace goes with us. Okay? So, we all have one of three categories that you are in. And those three categories are this. You just came out of a storm, you're in the middle of a storm, or you're just coming out of a storm, or you're just going into a storm. I said that backwards. You're either going in, you're there, or you're coming out. You see, because Jesus said, in this world, you will have trials.
Yes.
But praise the Lord, he didn't leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I have overcome the world.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You see, the trials we can focus on, or we can focus on the answer.
Amen.
Yeah, you've all heard it said, some people tell God about their problems. Other people tell their problems about their God. Yeah, we need to be people that say, you know what? I'm going to tell you a problem. I have a God who is going to take care of this. I have a God who says that He has overcome anything that happens in this world.
Amen.
And because of that, I can be in perfect peace all the time.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, Satan will try to steal our peace. He will try to steal our peace all the time. Our peace is stolen one of two ways. The circumstances of our life, the situations in our life, the people in our life that we have no control over, or the stupid things that we do. You know, we can do some pretty crazy things that get us pretty riled up, and all of a sudden we find that we're not walking in peace. Yeah, you know, there's a lady, and she was in town, and she walked into this beautiful church, and the usher said, "Ma'am, may I help you?" She goes, "Yes, I am here for the service. I want to sit on the front row." He said, "Oh, ma'am, no, you don't. This preacher is so boring. You are probably going to fall asleep. And if you don't fall asleep, you're going to want to take your cell phone out and start playing some games. And you cannot do that on the front row." And she said, "Sir, do you know who I am?" And he said, "No." And she said, "I'm the pastor's mother." And he said, "Ma'am, do you know who I am?" And she said, "No, I don't." He said, "Good." And took off. But you see, we create a lot of situations for ourselves that get us into messes that we really don't need to be in, because we haven't prayed and asked for God's guidance, and we haven't followed Scripture, and we haven't followed the Holy Spirit, and the result has been we find ourselves struggling to maintain our peace. You know, and there's times when you're going to face situations that are completely out of your control. And there's absolutely nothing you can do. There are going to be other times when you're going to be in that mess because of something stupid you did. I'll raise my hand. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been there many a time. But either way, the wonderful thing about Jesus is He says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if you've made a mess, He is still saying, "You know what? I can bring peace into that situation."
Amen.
That's the wonderful Savior that we have. He's not saying you have to be good and then I'll be good. He's saying even when you're good, you're bad, you're ugly, I remain good all the time.
Amen.
And I am faithful to my word. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Yes, that's just wonderful. So, let's go to John 16:33. We're going to look at a few verses here about our peace. John 16:33. And these are great verses for you to have in your arsenal, so that when you face a situation, you can quote these verses and bring the peace of God into any situation. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Where do we have peace? In Jesus. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
That's right. You see, our peace doesn't come from our circumstances. There are a lot of people who depend on their finances for their peace. Yes. And when their finances are down, they're miserable, they can't sleep. When their finances are up, they're in peace. There are a lot of people that depend on relationships for their peace. As long as everybody's liking them and they're feeling good about who they are, they have peace. And as soon as they have conflict, they can't sleep. There are other people who depend on their health for their peace. And as long as they feel good, they're fine. If they don't feel good, they don't have peace. There are a lot of people who depend on their jobs for their peace. As long as their job's going well, they have peace. As soon as their job doesn't go well, they have no peace. I'm here to tell you, none of that can give you peace. We have a peace that the world did not give, and the world cannot take it away. Our peace is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Okay, I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah, the Old Testament, chapter 9. We're going to look at a few verses here that are pretty amazing verses. Isaiah chapter 9, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
We're going to look at verse 6. This is a prophecy about Jesus Christ. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called. Are you ready?
Yes.
Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now look, your Prince of Peace is also your Wonderful Counselor. Your Prince of Peace is the Mighty God. Your Prince of Peace is the Everlasting Father. Do you know what that means? That means that there is power in your Prince of Peace.
Amen.
To take care of the situations that you find yourself facing so that you can stay in peace. You see, I don't know about you, but I find myself wanting to fix things, you know, and fix everything, and, you know, I'm a fixer. Mm-hmm. But you know what that does? It robs my peace. And here's why it robs my peace. Because what I am saying is, God, I need to take care of this. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, no, I'm the mighty God. I'm the everlasting Father. I am the one who brings you peace. And I will back up my peace with my word.
Amen.
And if we can grasp that and get out of his way, we're going to find that peace that surpasses all understanding just floods into our lives.
Yes.
And people say, my goodness, you don't seem to get upset about much of anything. And that is very true. That is very true. There's nothing to upset us because we know anything coming our way, we have the mighty God, the everlasting Father,
amen,
that is coming with it to take care of it for us.
Amen.
He says, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 5. Keep your finger in Isaiah. Keep your finger in Isaiah because we're going to go back there. But I want you to look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We're going to look at the first verse. And if this is you, I want you to say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith. Well, three of you have been. Okay. Let's try that again. If you haven't, we'll stop and do an altar call right now because some of you need justified by faith. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith,
amen.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo! You see, you have the peace already there. You need to get out of the way and let the peace operate in your life. You need to say, okay, I'm facing this situation. I do not know what to do, but I am so thankful that the God whose ways are higher than my ways, whose thoughts are higher than my thoughts, knows exactly what to do. Therefore, I can stay in peace. Okay. Now we're going to go back to Isaiah 26. I know, I'm having you all over the place because I want you to get this peace message in you so that you have these verses and you can overcome just like Jesus said. Isaiah 26, we're overcomers, amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 26. If you do not have this underlined, don't you, because it'll get on your screen. But everybody else underline this, yes. This is an awesome, awesome verse.
Chapter what?
Chapter 26, we're going to look at verse 3. Do you have it?
Yeah.
You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Look, when you keep your mind on your trust in Jesus Christ, he will keep you in perfect peace. You see, it's very difficult to trust Jesus and not be in peace.
That's right.
If you are trusting Jesus, truly, truly trusting Jesus, you're going to have this supernatural, unbelievable peace.
Amen.
And if you find yourself getting anxious, it is because you have taken the focus off of Jesus Christ and have put it back on the problem. But it says here, he will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is steadfast. Your mind has to stay on Jesus Christ because he trusts in God.
Amen.
That is your peace. And like Sue Gray tries to constantly remind me, and I'm so glad she does because it's very uplifting. We talked about this a while ago. When something comes up, all of a sudden you say, well, God, you have a problem. You see, if we're going to cast all our cares on God, like he tells us to, God, you've got a problem. I don't know what you're going to do about it, but I'm not going to worry about it because you're God and I'm not. Now you have a problem. It's amazing how you will approach life when you recognize that you keep your mind steadfast on God and the peace that will surpass all understanding.